Welcome to another ILTA Radio podcast. This time we're for our corporate white papers. My name is Bethann Stubbe and I'm the Director of Publications and Press for ILTA. And today I am thrilled to be joined by Dr. Gina Taranto. She is the ProSearch Director for Applied Science Accelerated Learning Solutions. Gina, welcome.
Welcome. Thank you. It's great to be here.
As we talked earlier before the conversation, often changes the way I'm going to ask some questions. And I just want the rest of our audience to know that your article entitled Getting Started with Technology Assisted Review has the best subtitle I've seen in a long time because it includes the phrase, then just do it. I think that that's wonderful. How did you come up with that?
I think it's just, you know, a call to action that comes from a decade in discovery, really being out there educating the community about predictive coding, active learning, and TAR, and just recognizing that we've got enough successes, enough information to validate this kind of technology and its applications and discovery. And it's time to just do it. Just do it and see for yourself. That's kind of where it came from for me.
I like the very Nike-esque run for it. But I also very much enjoyed that your last name includes TAR. So clearly we're talking to the preeminent scholar here.
Absolutely, yes.
So for those of us who are not major technologists like you are, TAR is Technology Assisted Review. And can you talk to me a little bit at the very onset about the three flavors of TAR?
Sure. Well, what we're really talking about is Technology Assisted Review as it applies to categorizing, coding, or prioritizing documents in that stage of discovery where once upon a time, people would read documents and determine whether something needed to be produced as a result of an RFP, a request for production and litigation, or a regulatory investigation, or even an internal kind of compliance type investigation. And so originally, TAR 1.0 is the flavor of TAR, where folks spend time up front reviewing documents, saying this is on topic, this is off topic, and giving those results to a machine that would use algorithms to categorize the documents. So this is sort of where you spend time up front building a model. And once that model is perfected, you just do it. You run it over all of your documents and the model will tell you, yeah, these are probably on topic and these are probably not. It usually does this by giving a score. So you have room to say like everything above a certain score is probably worth looking at. And then the next flavor that kind of came after that, TAR 2.0, is what's really standard in the industry. A lot of the review platforms include it is an active learning type of predictive or an active learning type of model. And that's where, as reviewers go through documents one by one, the model is constantly updating its algorithms. And so it's able to adapt to changes early on. You can get started right away. A computer will select some documents for a review team to get started on. And you just kind of go from there. And you typically sort of proceed with reviewing until you stop seeing things that look interesting. And that's kind of the TAR 2.0 approach, which was introducing active learning. And then what's kind of come about since active learning was just a desire to sort of maybe not be quite so random and identify things that can be done to increase the speed and accuracy of that TAR 2.0. So a TAR 3.0 solution really tries to take means to present the model with a variety of different types of documents up front and kind of provide the model with exposure to a lot of different types of documents that are under consideration so that it doesn't get surprised later on and it doesn't need to be adjusted. You can usually finish more quickly and you can kind of keep better tabs on your progress along the way with these TAR 3.0 innovations. I'm not sure if that was too high level, too much in the weeds, but I think that's the way I see the three flavors. There's TAR 1.0 is predictive coding, TAR 2.0 is active learning, and TAR 3.0 is the sort of modified, accelerated, enriched, enhanced active learning.
If I can understand, I'm sure the rest of our audience can understand. But I think a lot of what this comes down to is making an informed decision.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Well, you have a checklist in the article. You give us five very specific points to take a look at, including, you know, pieces just on the very high level of cost. A lot of this really kind of comes down, I think, to time and cost. Do you think that these are two of the larger kind of optimal solution pieces, or is knowledge of the matter more important than time and cost?
These days, I mean, the driving factors really do seem to be time and money. With time, you know, the volume of data that is produced is just, it's ever increasing. And so if there is a specific production deadline, you absolutely have to make some choices. You know, that's going to constrain your options. Just that's the time-space continuum for you. And then, of course, you know, cost is a big factor. That's, you know, everybody's driving factor in business usually. And so those are often sort of the fixed variables once you've established them that start to put up a framework within which you need to work. What's interesting though about kind of knowledge about the matter is that forces you, it's not separate. It overlaps with time and cost. If you don't know much about the matter up front, it's going to take you time to learn about the matter. And of course, if you are involving subject matter experts to increase your knowledge, that does cost money. So it's sort of the opportunity costs and the hidden hard costs in gathering knowledge about the matters also very important. And so these variables kind of interact in some subtle ways.
One of the questions I always like to ask is, what did you learn during the writing of this article? I often find it interesting that you may have picked up on something that you hadn't really even thought about as part of your research. Did anything like that happen for you this time?
Well, I think, you know, I've been in this field for quite a while. And so what really struck me as I was sitting down, just kind of to provide an overview and get back to the basics, is how much tar is really accepted as something that needs to be considered when scoping and planning for any specific matter. You know, it used to be if we're going to use tar, and now it's not so much if, it's more of a which one and what's our overall approach to meet. So I think that's just that's kind of a nice exhale. I think at this point, it's been a long time with, you know, just sort of sharing knowledge and education about the technology, about the math and statistics that can kind of give us confidence that these techniques are sound and fair and reasonable. So I think just what I really learned is how much tar has become woven into the base fabric of discovery. Sorry about the mixed metaphor there. I'm kind of going all over the place.
No, it's perfect, because I think that very much lends itself to a conversation you and I were having just before we started recording about new trends, and then not even trends that we're seeing that are, you know, kind of just off the cuff, trends that have been within the legal industry. We talked a little bit, and completely sort of off tar topic, we talked a little bit about MSPs and the idea of giving technology and pieces of technology the keys to the kingdom. How do you think that AI fits into all of the conversations we're having?
Well, I mean, AI is so funny, because even AI, as I think everybody kind of starts off their conversation about, like, well, it depends what you mean by AI and what is artificial intelligence. And it used to be things that computers couldn't do. And then once computers could start doing it, then there was a moment where that was called artificial intelligence. And then suddenly it stopped being interesting. But I think AI and handing over all of the decision-making to the computers, I don't think that's where it's going to head. I think that right now people really sometimes underestimate the amount of skilled knowledge work goes into developing, training, maintaining artificially intelligent solutions. So I think it's really important. You know, there's a notion of human in the loop, which it does kind of two things. It introduces a point where models and AI solutions can be checked for bias. And it also is in a very specific case where, you know, myself and my team and my organization, we apply TAR technology to the task of replicating human judgments. So if what you're trying to replicate is the behavior of a human, then I think it, you know, humans being a part of that is really quite important. Otherwise, you're not replicating a human judgment, you're doing something else. I don't know exactly what that might be, but it's not, you know, if you're not considering the human's judgment that you're replicating, then what are you replicating? That's a deep philosophical question.
Well, you talk a little bit about continuous learning and active learning and making sure that these are processes that are making not carbon copies, if you will, but reviews based on decisions that human makes, any human. And I think that ability to make that predictive response is something that we have to keep in mind, whether we're talking about ML, AI, or TAR, any of these pieces.
Right. I would agree with that.
So one of the things I often ask is what next? If this is TAR 3.0, is there a TAR 4.0 or 5.0? Is there something that's going to completely change the landscape?
You know, I don't know the answer to that question right now. I mean, it's certainly the case that these, you know, active learning is a standard piece of the major document review platforms that are out there. Those that offer a full suite are including their own flavor of basic active learning. They all have functionalities available to allow users to sample data and measure performance. And these are all great things. I think that now it's really time to get some experience. As I say, just do it. Let's just do it. And then, you know, have some moments, pauses. Let's look back. Let's see what we think is working, what might not be working, and move from there. A lot of people are very excited. Portable models has been kind of a buzz phrase in the industry for several years now. And again, I think this is really where asking questions about who's using these technologies and what are they bringing to the table that the artificial intelligence, and I'm using air quotes right now, is deciding is, you know, you have baseline models that get you a lot of the way there, but anytime you do a document collection and you're taking new documents from a new community, there's really always an opportunity to train the models and tune the models and actually get them performing at a level of quality that you're comfortable with. And so right now there are just so many new technologies that are sort of, you know, it takes this notion of TAR, especially the TAR 3.0, and then it tries to apply it to a specific domain. Like, these are the TAR models you should use to start off an employment matter, or these might be the TAR models you go to for an FCPA investigation or a second request. You have all of these specific use cases, but still there's going to be that moment where I believe you're going to want really intelligent people who understand how the models are working, who understand how to ask the right questions about how these models are performing, and who are able to actually do something with, you know, extract insight from the synthesis of data that the models are providing. And I think right now it's just, now is the time when we're just getting into that. There's enough people using TAR where we can take it to that next level and find out where the innovation's going to happen.
I think that's the perfect place to lead this to the next stop of where the innovation will happen. Gina, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.